Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. Hey, happy Christmas Eve. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey,
hey man.
Man.
I was going to go, ho, ho, hey, man.
Ho, ho, hey, man. Hey, we are going to take plenty of your phone calls. I know some of you are on hold. Today's been interesting. We had Coach Raw on. We had Bijan Robinson on. We are not at Flowery Branch as we normally are because of Christmas Eve and the practice hour times or the times that we're going to be off the field. But nevertheless, you got a chance to hear Raw, and if you missed it, we'll replay that for you coming up in less than 10 minutes. But Mike, as we're asking Atlanta sports fans, and we're having some fun with this, guys, what do you want for Christmas? Earlier today, one of our callers said, you know what, I want Mr. Blank to look at Ra and be serious. And he said, I wasn't calling for his job, but he's got to know this is not it. I'm done with this. He wants him to have a real conversation. My guess is, Mike, they probably will.
Yeah, and again, you've got this Sportology consultant firm. How long have they been on the ground looking at this thing, listening, watching, judging? Spoke with Raheem, and some guys earlier said, man, you guys, I wasn't soft on him, just being polite. What can you say? The season is the season.
Oh, man, Merry Christmas.
They're going to make a decision. I already told them I'd fire him if I was the
owner. What do you want us to do? You want us to be Grinches today?
Right, it's Christmas. I'm arguing with a guy right now about the, guys, it's Christmas. Why are you arguing with me on Twitter?
This is going to be resolved in 2 weeks.
Yes, it's Christmas Eve. Have fun.
Yeah.
Love your fellow man.
I agree.
Let's or woman.
Drink, be merry.
But anyway, look, and we, as we said a million times, I don't know if it's the culture and what we live in today and social media, but you know, we have great relationship with all these guys. We've talked to Kyle Pitts. We've said things about Pitts. We tell him what we say. We talk to Ra. I mean, this is the world we live in. These guys know that the heat comes with it, the expectations. You know, I'm happy to see us win. Love to see us win Monday night. It's still too little too late for me because this division was winnable and we blew it.
Yeah, I me being mad about where we're at is long gone.
Right.
That part right, of this exactly. season is gone. Now I am a realist in what needs to be done and how it's going to be done moving forward. That's where I'm at. But I'm with Mike. I do want to see us win and you know, show up the Rams. That would be pretty impressive. And as I said to Ra, you know, winning out, it has to mean something to you guys in the building because I do still feel like it's something you could add in your back pocket and say, look how we finished. I don't know if it's the selling point, but you'll hear what he had to say coming up. 404-726-0929. Let's take some phone calls, man. Yo is in Atlanta. And, brother, we appreciate you following us and always hitting us up and interacting with us. Merry Christmas to you and your family. What's on your mind, man? What do you want as an Atlanta sports fan for Christmas?
I would love for the Atlanta Falcons fans to understand that it is a process. Like, everything doesn't happen overnight. We are in a microwave society where we believe that you can just put it in the microwave, turn it on for 2 minutes, and it's going to be okay. That's not how the NFL works. All the teams that we compare ourselves to have been building to this point for years. We've only been doing it for the last couple years.
Now, define couple. Define couple.
Okay, so, well, in the last 6 years, we've had 2 general managers and 3 head coaches,
mm-hmm.
right?
And this guy's had 5. A general manager's had 5. I'm not trying to cut you off. I'll let you finish your thought. But a general manager's had 5 years to build this team. 5 years.
You're absolutely right. He drafted the players that the first coach that he was gifted wanted. And now he's drafting the players that his next coach wanted. And our progress over these last 2 years on defense has been astronomical. We cannot sit here and say that when you and I had this conversation last year, and I said, hey, draft a center, and you guys said, no, defense, defense, defense.
Right.
And we went defense, defense, defense. And guess what? Our defense is dramatically improved. So we asked for something, we got it, and now we're unhappy. We're almost like the 7-year-old child who says, Daddy, please get me the Xbox. And when you get him the Xbox, you say, no, I want the Xbox plus all the other games.
All right, hold on. Let's start with the coaching, and we'll get to the GM. What would you say about special teams? That's a process? We're supposed to be more patient about the continued screw-ups on special teams that cost us 4 of the 5 games in the losing streak. We talk about process, be patient. I'm supposed to be patient with Zach. It's on-the-job training for the offensive coordinator. Maybe I should hire a guy who knows what he's doing from the jump and not a first-year OC. And look, I love what Terry Pendleton did with the defense, but he still did the stupidest thing in the history of the NFL by drafting a quarterback who's injury-prone and signing a guy for $100 million.
Terry Fontenot.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's all part of a process I'm supposed to be patient with, as I said yesterday to some listener, you got the patience of Job, man.
This is where we disagree. I understand what you're saying. We're not happy. We are happy about the progress of the defense, but we're not happy with the overall results, nor should we be. One doesn't trump the other. Just because we are one of the teams that are one of the league leaders in sacks doesn't mean that I didn't want my team to go to the playoffs. Like, that, there wasn't one or the other. At the beginning of the season, I said, hey, if we lead the league in sacks, I really don't care about the playoffs. That's not what this was. It was supposed to be in step with the team that was growing and getting better. And, oh, by the way, we're going to achieve one of our goals this year in getting more sacks. I can't look at it that way, but I understand where you're coming from.
You know, you and I, we've talked about this with other listeners before. I mean, I just don't know what you – when you don't make the playoffs for 8 years – you know, I mean, oh, no, but these guys get a pass. They're only responsible for 5 of it. I mean, I just don't know what – I cannot relate to that mindset. And I think you've seen enough inconsistency with Raheem Morris and the coaching. And, Carl, we talked about the winning percentage the other day. You know, he's 21 games under .500 for his career. If you're anticipating that's going to change next year, I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Let's talk to Chase, who's on the road. Chase, we're asking you, as an Atlanta sports fan, what do you want for Christmas? Hey, man.
What's up? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Carl and Mike, man, I just wanted to holler at y'all. I'm going to kind of touch on what you just said right there at the end, Mike. Arthur Blank, if I'm not mistaken, has never hired a head coach with a previous winning record in the NFL.
Nope.
I want to make that point. I think Arthur Blank is a fantastic human, a fantastic man in the city of Atlanta. But, man, I don't know if he knows how to run an NFL franchise. Terry Fontenot, and I kind of like the roster he's built. I do agree with you, Mike. The quarterback situation is kind of dumb. That is the most important position in all sports. But I really do think if we had the right coaching in place, man, I think we'd be a lot better. I think we would have made the playoffs this year. I really do. The quarterback situation, the way Raheem handled that, I don't think Raheem really handled that the right way. I should have pulled the plug on Kirk whenever Kirk was clearly hurt. But, yeah, man, if we can get Zach Robinson out the door, get Ra out the door, and kind of let Ulbrich maybe stay in place if whoever the new head coach is going to like that. I think Ulbrich's done a pretty good job, pretty good at rushing the passer this year. But to transfer over to the Braves a little bit, man, I'd like to get a new arm in starting rotation.
Oh, I love it.
But other than that, fellas, man, I think we got a pretty good lineup. I think the bullpen is obviously bolstered with the Robert Suarez move, but – other than that, fellas, that's pretty much all I want. God bless y'all. Merry Christmas.
Appreciate you. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
No, you and I were talking about this off the air. I mean, you got a defense. If I told you back in August we're doing a show after camp, Carl, we're going to have 50 sacks. We may be second in the league in sacks, but we're not going to make the playoffs. The two would not go together even for a second in your head.
No, not at all.
So there is talent on the – you'll hear our conversation with Bijan later in the week. We've got some of the most exciting players in the league. Figure it out.
Yeah. And we're going to get to Sweet here in a second. But as far as another arm, it's funny. You know, we had Alex Anthopoulos on a few weeks ago, and he was running down all the things that he had done this offseason. As I said, I don't think he's finished. But I also think they're looking at this starting pitching thing a little bit differently than we are. They're not going to go throw $200 million at anybody. They're just not. And
not, his, not the way he does it.
Not, that's not what he's going to do. And so I know when we say add another arm, they may do that. It's not going to be a $200 million 10-year deal for some starting pitcher that you know or has a brand name. It will be somebody that hopefully can come in here and help us. But I think they actually feel good about what we have in Sell and Strider and Schwellenbach and Hurston Waldrop. All these guys that are going to, you know, Lopez is going to come back. They feel like, and you're going to have a bunch of guys competing for that fifth spot. They're not looking at this that we're going to drop $150 million on a starter.
No, but that's, I mean, all I want is somebody, you know, for lack of a better word, a mediocre.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Innings eater, you know, a guy who's maybe in his 30s that's gonna price has to be right, because you said it, there's no reason to ask. You're never going to be in the mix for the Scott Boras, you know, quarter of a billion dollar pitcher. But Waldrop's going to pitch. He's going to be asked to pitch more innings than he's ever pitched.
Yep.
You know, Schwellenbach is coming off an injury. Strider, you know, we're talking about Grant Holmes is still being relied on for that. That's too iffy for me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.